This great solemnity of Christ the King is fairly new within our church. In fact, it was established in 1925, so it's just 2 years older than the parish of Blessed Sacrament, believe it or not. But the idea that Christ is our King is ancient, and it comes from long, long ago. One of our oldest Christian hymns, it has the refrain, Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat, which means Christ conquers, Christ reigns, and Christ commands. And then, for thousands of years, at our funeral services, we would sing the Dies Irae. And there are three words in there, in particular, Rex tremende majestatis, O King of tremendous and powerful majesty. If you've ever heard Mozart's version of the Dies Irae, he really outlines this well and emphasizes it, because you just get blasted in the face with the word Rex. You cannot forget this is the King with how majestically he presents it in the music. And so this idea that Christ is King, it's an ancient one within our church and one that we've celebrated. But in today's gospel, they just don't seem to be understanding that. They say, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And that means they have no idea what the King of the Jews actually is there to do. Because Jesus Christ did not come to this earth to save himself. He came to save us, to save us from the power of sin and death, to save us from damnation and from the clutches of the devil. He came as heir to the King of David, the King to whom the Lord God Almighty said, "You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall be a commander of Israel." And so Jesus Christ came, showing us what this king would look like, a shepherd willing to lay down his life for us, a commander ready to take on even death itself in order to save his children. Because Jesus Christ did not come to save himself. He did not need saving. He came to save us. And so he did not come down from the cross when they mocked him. He did not come down from that throne which he had mounted, because from there he would preside over his victory, where he destroys death, he crushes sin, and he opens the gates of heaven to each and every one of us who are willing to follow him. And how do we follow him? He tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Jesus Christ came to save us, his children, and to give us our inheritance. St. Paul tells us that that means that Christ came to deliver us from the darkness of sin into the light of good. He came to transfer us from the kingdom of sin which reigns on this world into the kingdom of God which will reign in the next. He reminds us that we are made in the image and likeness of God. And because we are his children, we long to be reconciled to him deeply within our hearts. But because we are children of God, because we are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, that also reminds us that we are royalty. We have been called to sit alongside our Father in heaven and assist him in his rule over creation. It's what he meant from the very beginning in Genesis when he said that we have dominion over all the creatures of this earth. But humanity cast that aside through sin. And so now we must go through a purification to regain that royal character we once had. In fact, God wants us back. In the book of Revelation 3, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne." We are called to sit on thrones in heaven with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. But this throne is no different than the one of Jesus Christ. It too is the cross, which we have all been called to carry, because we must join Jesus Christ in a death like his. And in reality, each one of us is one of those two thieves crucified next to Jesus Christ. Unlike Jesus Christ, we have, as the good thief reminds us, earned this. We have earned condemnation for our sinfulness, because death and damnation, they are the result of sin. They are what we deserve. But this great King that we have has given us another option. He has given us a choice. Yes, we can wallow in that sin. We can become bitter towards God. We can continue on that path. But we can also, like the good thief, recognize the true power of the King of the Jews, our King, the power to forgive sin and to give salvation to souls. We have been able to receive an incredible gift of mercy and a promise of eternal joy. All we have to do is be willing to say to our King, who has power over life and death and all of creation, "Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinful person. Have mercy on me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." That hymn I mentioned at the beginning, the Dies Irae, right after it says, "Rex tremende majestatis," the next line is, "Qui salvando salvas gratis," who freely gives salvation to those who deserve it. "Salva me fons pietatis," save me, font of mercy. May each of us strive to repent from our sins and to change our lives so that they are entirely dedicated to Jesus Christ, so that at the end of our days, we might hear our King, the King of all the universe, say those words to us that we desperately want to hear. "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."